Dick Cheney was CEO of Halliburton before running for vice president.
The bottom line is easy to clean up. We've been able to address that very readily, and the crews have been very successful.
In the cozy world of oil and those charged by public oath with regulating it, these are leaks that can be prevented.
The Obama administration is continuing to exempt new offshore drilling operations from environmental review despite the Gulf disaster.
Cheney needs to testify.
And we're still there and ready in advance of any oil impacting the shoreline.
Between the oil and the financial chicanery, we continue to do a much better job of destroying America than our enemies.
These events are a wake-up call, and a very dangerous wake-up call.
The bottom line is easy to clean up. We've been able to address that very readily, and the crews have been very successful. We also have confirmed, you know, the tar balls washing up, and tar balls are easy to work with.
We do believe it's going to go into a complete free fall, much like we saw on oil.
And we're still there and ready in advance of any oil impacting the shoreline. We also are starting to see a little bit of impact on wildlife. It's always been our goal from day one to minimize the impact of this spill. Fortunately, from day one, Louisiana's been here with us. As we have more impact of wildlife, you know, you're going to want to hear from an expert in the field.
It's going to continue to push higher. There's a lot of momentum left.
Minimize the impact. Right now, we're very pleased with our progress. In addition to these mitigation activities, we remain committed to stopping the leak at its source. We also are starting to see a little bit of impact on wildlife.
Already, this oil spill is the worst environmental disaster America has ever faced.
As I was watching those operations out there, I got crude oil coming down my eyes. And the eyes were really hurting me because I didn't want to see that at all.
That the fears of our traditional knowledge are confirmed. The ability to respond to a spill is very difficult. There's going to be a minimal absorption of the spilled material, and it's a very difficult process to respond in a warm climate, and it's going to be impossible.
The millions of gallons of oil that have spilled into the Gulf of Mexico are more like an epidemic, one that we will be fighting for months and even years.
There is a bond because the people have been impacted. Oil development is always going to be an impact of some sort. Nothing stays the same whenever an oil company comes into play.
It's about the wrenching anxiety that their way of life may be lost.
When we look at this Gulf spill and learn from what we really need to do, and that's wean our way out of our dependence on fossil fuels,
readily, and the crews have been very successful. We also have confirmed, you know, the tar balls washing up. The tar balls are easy to work with.
Well,
millions of gallons of oil that have spilled into the Gulf of Mexico are more like an epidemic. Millions of 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 millions
millions and 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 millions of gallons of oil that have spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. More like an epidemic, one that we will be fighting for months. Millions and millions and millions of years.
Always wonderful day one to minimize the impact